This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The Ethiopian Rights Body that says over 100 have been killed in the Tigray massacre. Now, the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission has said that Eritrean soldiers killed over 100 civilians in a November massacre in war-torn Tigray. That may amount to crimes against humanity. Now, the findings by the government-affiliated but independent body corroborates separate investigations by Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch into the same killings in the historic town of Aksum. Joining us on the line is Zacharias Zelalem, who will be speaking to us about the information collected during this preliminary investigation, confirming that during the 2 days of November 28 and November 29, grave violations of human rights were committed in that Aksum. Over 100 residents were killed by Eritrean soldiers. Zacharias, good morning and welcome to Power.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming through to talk to us. Appreciate it. Just on the issue itself, I mean, going back to that November 28 and 29, do we know why were the Eritrean soldiers in Tigray, and what led to the killings?
Okay, so when we go back, we must recall that the area at the time of the massacres was under a communications blackout, meaning there were no phone or internet services to the area. So determining what had transpired was a very time-consuming process. At the time, Ethiopian forces were not even admitting that Eritrean soldiers had crossed the border and were assisting them with operations. But what a variety of different investigators, including a journalist from the AFP, uncovered was that there had been clashes with a local militia from the composed of residents of Aksum, and they had, with the very limited means they had confronted some of the Eritrean soldiers who they deemed to be invaders. So the consensus is that the massacre that ensued was the Eritrean military force. It was their version. It was their way of exacting revenge. It was a punitive measure against those who led the resistance in the town. And although Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission said that it knows of 100 victims, other sources put the death toll some as high as 750. And it's obvious, it was obviously a very ghastly toll upon the civilian population in the town.
So the Ethiopian Prime Minister Ahmed has all but admitted for the first time that the Eritrean troops had crossed the border into Tigray, and to a certain point also suggested that they may have been involved in the abuses against civilians. How has this news, if in any way, been received, Zacharias, in terms of what happened, and as far as the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission, its investigations are going?
Well, I mean, the Ethiopian Prime Minister might have admitted something like a week ago Eritrean soldiers had intervened to fight alongside his troops. But foreign international media outlets, human rights organizations, had been reporting on the presence of Eritrean soldiers for months. Photos, videos, corroborating testimony of their presence and also of their involvement in some gruesome and heinous war crimes have been emerging for months, as far back as November. At this point, it seems that it was more of a concessionary measure, if you will, to, appease some of the very scrutinizing views that were coming from members of the international community, including the United Nations, to whom Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed had sworn that there were no Eritrean soldiers in Ethiopian soil. And the Human Rights Commission, the Ethiopian state-run Human Rights Commission, coincidentally released their report acknowledging that Eritrean soldiers had committed a crime in Aksum merely 2 or 3 days after the Ethiopian Prime Minister admitted finally accepted that they had been that there had actually been soldiers. So there is a prevailing belief amongst many in the country that it was a bit of a political move. The state-run rights commission finally decided to accept the prevailing narrative after ensuring that their report would not clash with the state's official position, which shifted only very recently.
So this fact-finding mission, has it all but uncovered exactly what has happened? Because, I mean, we understand that the crimes that were committed there include the looting of hospitals, taking hospital beds, mattresses, and crippling the medicine and equipment shortages that resulted in patient deaths, apart from just the killing of civilians.
Well, I mean, months prior to this, to the report, both Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International had been digging for facts, speaking to eyewitnesses and accumulating testimony. And the first real concrete report unveiling the atrocities that occurred in the midst of those days came out in late February, when Amnesty International's groundbreaking report was finally published. And the state-run Human Rights Commission, they decided to send their fact-finding team about 1 or 2 days after Amnesty's report came out, I believe, likely due to the backlash that it incurred for being a state-run institution with general unfettered access to many parts of the countries, and yet failing to uncover what outlets who had been blocked or prevented from entering Ethiopian soil had uncovered. Even before the very recent state-run outlet released their report, Human Rights Watch released another report corroborating what Amnesty International had uncovered. So the facts and the reality and some of the gruesome details had been very well known for about a month when finally the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission released their report. There was no real new information. It was just a matter of state entity finally accepting what had been collectively and internationally accepted as fact. So it was more of a shift in position than the unveiling of anything new vis-a-vis the massacre in Aksum.
So what is the status now, Zacharias, in the region, particularly as far as the Eritrean troops are in Tigray?
Well, obviously, there's been mounting pressure on Ethiopian authorities to demand the withdrawal of Eritrean forces because it has been collectively deemed that they do not serve any productive presence. Aside the massacres of late November, there have been multiple other atrocities in which Eritrean forces have been implicated in. There is social media footage, videos that implicate them in looting, beatings of civilians, and there's been accusations of mass rape, the weaponizing of rape against civilians across the region by Eritrean soldiers. So the Ethiopian Prime Minister did very recently release a communique in which he announced that Eritrean soldiers would be withdrawing. However, without as it stands, there is no independent verification mechanism. There are also allegations that there are Eritrean soldiers embedded amongst Ethiopian troops. There is no way to independently authenticate claims that Eritrean soldiers have indeed withdrawn from parts of Ethiopia, which they control, because the UN, for instance, a UN official had about a month or two ago stated his belief that Eritrean soldiers might be controlling as much as 20% of Tigray. And I don't think that would be that they would be able to concede that much territory within days. They are, after all, fighting against rebels of the ousted Tigrayan regional government. So there could be the risk. They would obviously calculate the risks of conceding so much territory in the midst of war. I don't believe that if there will be a draw, if there will be at all, it will be a swift one. And without, as I said earlier, without a verification mechanism, I guess the jury is out on whether or not the Ethiopian government will keep true to its word and its pledges.
So with the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission now, you know, looking into this matter and the findings, as you said, that by the government-affiliated but independent body investigations, Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch into the same killings in the historic town of Aksum. What sort of government intervention are we looking into to try and at least calm the situation? If anything, does it look like something positive is coming out of this particular interventions, be it by the Human Rights Commission, including the likes of Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch?
Well, as of yet, there is no real evidence of, a shift in the government's position or of any change on the ground. The only major development will be that Ethiopia's State Rights Human Rights Commission has appeared to have reached an agreement with the United Nations to lead a joint fact-finding mission, a joint mission to investigate allegations of human rights abuses, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Obviously, it is somewhat promising because there could be the possibility of some accountability for some of the horrific atrocities that have taken place across the region over the course of the past 4 months. There's the Maykadra massacre in early November. There's the massacre of something like 40 residents of the Debra Abbay town. And there are scores more that are yet to be determined, yet to have been uncovered. So the possibility of accountability, It could steer a degree of optimism amongst many people. However, as I said, there is nothing on the ground thus far that suggests that the modus operandi of Ethiopian and Eritrean troops, which has been very abusive thus far, is changing.
Right, Zacharias, so we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you, as always, for making time to speak to us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me and have a good day.
And a good one to you too. Zacharias Zelalem speaking to us all the way from Ethiopia.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.